This evening on Florida Matters, we're taking an in-depth look at homelessness among Florida's students. In this preview, WUSF's Michael S. Butler reports that groups that help homeless families say summer means an increase in need.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling 211 Tampa Bay Cares. This is Nancy.
It's early in the day at a Pinellas County Crisis Center, and the phones are already beginning to light up.
The peak time at 211 across the board is the summer, due to many trends.
That's Mickey Thompson. She's the executive director at the Crisis Hotline in Clearwater. It's a referral service for families and individuals who are facing the possibility of homelessness.
When kids are out of school, those who are on free and reduced lunch in the school are now home. So a lot goes up during the summer, and it's warm here in Florida during the summer. So there are more calls to 211 in the summer for need and help.
About a dozen kids are playing in a large room at the Homeless Empowerment Program, or HEP, in Pinellas County. Most are busy gluing plastic bottle caps into different shapes to make art. There are boys and girls. All are between the ages of about 6 to 12. Noah Holmes is 12. His family is now staying at HEP, and he remembers the hotel, the last place where he stayed with his mom and little sister. And he can describe it in just one word.
Bad. You can't go at least 10 feet without smelling weed or pot or something. Just the place was bad.
Michelle Holmes is mother to Noah and 7-year-old Emma. The family was evicted from their apartment not long after she lost her job. Her pastor recommended she call HEP. When we talked, they had only been at the shelter for about a week.
Without this, like I said, I don't know where we'd be. I don't know. Like, I don't want to say ever living on the streets, but that may have been our next step.
Holmes says she's noticed a difference in Noah since their housing worries started.
With Noah, his demeanor has changed a little bit. He's very pouty and quieter. I definitely think it affects them at school. They're like, I don't think they know how to express what to tell everyone.
A study from the American Psychological Association says as schooling for homeless children is interrupted or delayed, they are twice as likely to have a learning disability, have to repeat a grade, or to be suspended from school. Michelle Holmes says the Pinellas County school system knows that the family is staying at HEP.
And they were very supportive of like the situation. If we were late, just getting her on the bus. She missed a couple days because they were getting her a bus from the hotel. And they really worked with her well.
So how many students like Noah and Emma are there? Well, the exact number is hard to determine. According to 211 Tampa Bay Cares, there were around 2,200 homeless students in Pinellas County. The term homeless students has a broader definition than you may think. It includes students who are living in trailer parks, hotels, or with extended family. And it can be difficult to get an accurate count of homeless students, especially as they get older when they start to couch surf or move around a lot. Across the bay, Ken Gaughan supervises social work for Hillsborough County Public Schools.
We've also been talking to other communities and kind of experts in the field about what should our number be? You know, what does it look like?
He says they've been trying to figure out how many homeless students they may have.
And the input we get is you need to look at your free lunch count in the district. And our free lunch count is pretty high. It's around 55%. They say about 10% of your free lunch population is also homeless. That's a pretty big number.
Doing the math, that means about 11,000 students in Hillsborough County may be at or near homeless.
Well, what are you making out of your bottle caps?
Okay.
Meanwhile, Noah Holmes says he's just glad his family's together at the Homeless Empowerment Program, and he hopes it means a fresh start for all of them.
No, no, it helps my family get back on our feet instead of just keep falling and falling. So you just move up from where we used to be.
His mom is going through a 6-week computer training class at HEP that she hopes will improve her chances at finding a good job and a permanent home of their own. For Florida Matters, I'm Michael S. Butler.
You can learn more about homelessness among Florida students this evening on Florida Matters at 6:30.